European football giants FC Barcelona have started a school here in Australia to teach young players their famous playing style. The FCB Escola opened in Sydney and Brisbane in July with local juniors and coaches under the guidance of a director from the club's headquarters in Barcelona. The Australian school joins similar projects around the world. But the club insists this is not an exercise in cherry-picking the best young Australian players. They want to help develop the next generation of players and coaches. Producer Chris Bullock went along to the FCB Escola in Sydney.
At a school in Sydney's northern suburbs, 60 young soccer players from 6 to 15 years old are being coached in the Barcelona way. With an emphasis on team play and quick ball movement, it's a style that's attracted a global following with the success of Barcelona and the Spanish national team. Now the Catalan club wants to build a legacy in Australia. The director and head coach of the FCB Escola in Sydney is Jordi Fernandez.
FCB Escola is in Australia an important spot to grow as a football club because it's a place with a good sports culture. It's a place where with a lot of potential in football learning and football development. We want to develop the players, but also we want to train the coaches from here, and we want to try to give a pathway to the players here also in Australia. Players feel like they're in Barca because we are training in the same way, we're having the same methodology of training, we have coaches trained in that same way, so I guess it's a good chance for them to feel close to Barca.
I think a lot of people would look at a club like Barcelona and think, well, the reason that you're here is because you want to find really good talent in Australia that could go to Barcelona. Is that part of your mission here?
No, not at all. I mean, it's something that we leave very clear at the beginning, that our intention here is not to find those talents to take them away from Australia and bring them to Barcelona. It's not the way we think. What we believe is that talent can be created. We try to create our talent here in academy, giving them the tools to solve the game. And the success for me will be that these players are improving, and I'm sure they will improve with this program. This we can ensure for 100%. And that they had fun. They had so much fun that after 10 years, they still want to play football.
Cadell, tell me what it is that you like about this coaching, this training.
Well, we work on possession and also like moving the ball quickly to keeping possession and then going forward to attack and score goals. So, yeah, I like the style and the philosophy of Barcelona, and like it's all about like passing and moving and all that.
Christian, what is it that you like about it?
That they show like how to work as a team and not play rough, chase the ball, stay back, play easy, don't force it up and just play.
The young players at the FCB Escola, like 11-year-old Christian and 13-year-old Cadell, are taught to think and play tactically in a way most young players in this country are not taught.
What I'm used to see from these players is that they are used to receive only orders, information, instructions, and our approach to them is from a different perspective. I mean, what we think is that the player are the main protagonists of the game. They are the one who are taking decisions, and a coach cannot do anything else but guide them and lead them to comprehend what they're doing during the game. So we give the opportunity to the player to express themselves, to show what they are capable of. And then instead of correcting or instead of just praising and saying this is good, this is not good, what we would like to do after every session is to make them think, like, why you did this? When it's better to do this? What do you think will happen if you didn't do this or you did this instead? So all these questions and all these reflections for the kids makes them think that they're the one owning their decisions and they're the one who can control the game. And that's what we want. Players who are capable of getting all together and controlling the game because they understand it.
What about this for an idea? Our defenders are going to come to you, right? So think about this. If you have the ball, and we know the objective is to score in the middle of the goal. Yes, that's where the ball is. What about if you used to run towards the middle of the goal and maybe Levi, where would you go if he runs into your space?
Outside.
Where would you go? Wider, wider. So then how many options do you have then going forward?
Two,
right? Would you box him in? Yeah.
Adam Welch is one of the local coaches being trained at the Barcelona school in Sydney.
The strong philosophy that they have is super important. So in terms of our methodology, the way we play, encouraging us to use our heads, it doesn't matter about size. So it's about creating smart players. So when we're working, when we're training, we're working on positioning. So where do you position yourself on the field to enable you to be able to get forward? Because the idea is to get forward to score. That's how you win games. We want them to score. But we play a passing game. You're kind of engaging their brain as well as the technique, right? Stay tied together. It's beautiful.
And it's no surprise who many of these young players hope to emulate.
Cadell, what's your ambition?
My ambition as a footballer is to try and hopefully make it as a professional soccer player and to be and reach the levels of Lionel Messi, which you can do through all these academies, which is really helping me improve as a footballer.
Who's your hero? What's your ambition, Christian?
To follow the steps of Messi and try to do how he learned and his skills.
And what do you think you're going to need to do to get there?
Play with Barcelona. This.
Here we will never make them give up about these dreams, but we have to teach them that this is a long-term process, that nothing comes too early, nothing comes suddenly. So it's about work, practice, it's about patience. And this is something important to do because some of the kids are always under pressure of you have to be the best, you have to get to this team, you have to get to this division. When they are 9, when they are 10, when they are 11, when they are 12, maybe when they don't get that dream or when they don't achieve that goal, what is after that? The goal is to play football, to learn football, to enjoy football, and then you will always play football.
Oh, lovely. The director of the FC Barcelona School in Sydney, Jordi Fernandes. And that report from Chris Bullock, our RN colleague, who is a very keen football observer. And I want Christian to aim for the Socceroos, not Barca.